Thank you very, very much for that. All right, turn the fan off. It's time to sweat. It's time to suffer. What? Moisture continues to the wind. Flash flooding. Jesus Christ. We got ourselves a wet summer. Now I'm not saying anything. Look at this, man. They got a goddamn flood in Vegas. What the fuck is that? This is the summertime. That's the desert. Oh, it does rain in the desert, doesn't it? How do I know? I don't know. I will tell you this. This is true. I've lived here my whole goddamn life with, you know, trips elsewhere. I mean, I didn't, you know, I went out and I did stuff. What I didn't, I'm not sure what I did, but I went out and I did stuff. And I remember one summer, one August day, it raining when I was a kid. That's it. In the summer, never fucking rain, man. We've had, now I live at the beach and it's, things are weird here. You know, it's, there's a lot more moisture here. You know, what is this? Pikes Peak, Colorado. What the fuck are they doing there? I'm kidding. Oh, they're getting ready for their race, right? I love the weather, guys. And here's Pikes Peak. And it, yeah, they are. They're getting ready for the cars. So that's going to be fun. Let's see. What else? Christ, I don't know. It's just hot. I want to go home. Albuquerque, New Mexico. What am I watching the goddamn Weather Channel for? Okay. I want to give a shout out to my customer service gal, Jane. Thank you for everything, Jane. What the fuck is that? There's more weird stuff on TV now, man. They don't edit anything. Not like some kind of an ooze. What the fuck? What is this, sci-fi theater? I saw some ooze, then a giant insect. And now there's a train. Ooze, a giant insect, and a train. And it's John Walsh. I think it's John Walsh's most wanted, or, you know, we're coming to get you. The Hunt with John Walsh. So, this fucking violence and shit. Yeah, it's a whacked out thing, man. Is this Matlock? Is this Matlock? Because I love it. Oh, no, it's Walker, Texas Ranger. All right. I don't think I saw one episode of that show. I am now, though. Not. Burning Hearts, Air, Land, and Sea, Love, War. What the fuck? Where's the baseball? Where's the laughs? I'm on the religious end of the, you know, you have the religious channels, you know? I'm sure you don't? Okay. I watch them. I remember when I used to do the show live here in the morning. Some of you guys might have been with me back when I did the show every day live. That's another thing I've been meaning. We want to get the show going live again. But anyway, at 9 o'clock every goddamn morning, we did the show live. And I watched, I had both channels on some religious show. And General Shaw at that time had the hots for one of the female preachers. I think it was, it got to be too much for me. That's why I think we went to tape, you know, just, that's where my mind was going there. You know, the general wanted like one of these female preachers, and I forget who it was, but she was just very sick. It was General Shaw's thing, not mine. Jesus. All right, so anybody see the Hall of Fame yesterday? It was okay. Morten Andersen was the most entertaining, I thought. Who knew that Morten Andersen, the longtime kicker of the Falcons, the Saints, all those teams, I think he spent some time in Minnesota, who knew that he was a loquacious, personable family man and very, you know, outgoing and gregarious? He's a kicker. I mean, what do you know from kickers, you know? And he was very, and I will, here's something else I tell my kids. Let me, you know, he was talking about coming to America. When he first came here, he was a high school senior, and they said, kick this ball. And he went, okay. And he didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. The ball wasn't round. He kicked it. It went to the thing. And the guy said, hey, you know, maybe you're good. And then he went to Michigan State. And his life changed. He had planned on staying in America for just that, I think that year. He's an exchange student. And he wound up spending his life in the States. I'm sure he went back to, you know, pick up his clothes or something. But point being, football or America or both, you know, really changed his life. And he wound up, you know, obviously staying here. He raised a family, had two sons. His wife was there. I thought he was an impressive guy. you know, watch, he's probably a Trump voter or something. It's fine. I'm just kidding around him. There's always something wrong with a guy, you know, anyway. But come on, we're all friends here. We're all countrymen. He was great. I liked him a lot. And I liked I forget that. Jason Taylor was good. His mother was, Christ, that was very emotional. He pointed out his mom, his father. He didn't know his father. His mother raised all the kids. He just gave her all accolades, just all praise to his mother. She looked like, and I'm going to tell you, I mean this the best way. The way he talked about her, she was tough. And she looked tough. I don't mean she didn't look feminine. I don't know any of that. But she didn't crack a smile. She just dabbed tears from her eyes. That's about it. And she just stared. She didn't crack a smile because she knew that everything he was saying. She was serious. You know, she was taking everything seriously. And her grandkids were there, his kids, his three kids. And then, was it Kenny Easley was cute. He had his whole family there. Talked about his kids. Yeah, I liked it. I like most of it, I think. And I even wrote a couple of the quotes down. I always do that. The Pro Football Hall of Fame induction is something, I don't know why, I watch it every year. Maybe it's because, you know, it's a sport that I love. I don't watch baseball. I don't watch any of it. I watch that. Comes at the right time of the year, maybe, you know, and it's like the summer, and it's... here's the next thing that's coming up this month that I watch always, the Little League World Series. Yeah. Let's do it. Always watch Little League World Series. Always. And I mean, we have the Little League World Series on. We bet it. We bet big money. We drink heavily. Nah, I'm just kidding, but I don't think we bet it either, but that would not be beyond the capabilities of the people that I know. But yeah, that's Little League World Series. All right, man. It's all good. Will you miss me when I'm gone? Come on, brother. Don't tell me you fucking left the thing in the you silly son of a bitch. I gotta go get my phone. I got all of my notes. Hold on. Be right back. Look inside. Excuse me. That's just how it goes, man. How's that camera one looking, man? God damn. Is it still got the green fucking tint, doesn't it? What's up with that camera? Some days it's good, some days it ain't. The son of a bitch, that motherfucker. Well, since we're live, you know what I can do is I can go and... So what I'll do right now, head on over to... Let the sound take you away. Do, 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 do. Last night I had a letting thing. What's going on? Did we log in? Log in, motherfucker. You don't know what. Close your eyes, girl. Let's see how. I guess it's okay. Doesn't look that fucked up. All right, man. Now, Michael, schedule. Okay, that was Jim. Week of 8-7. What week is this? Is this 8-7? 8-6, yeah. Week of 8-7. Hey, Phil. Attached schedule. 8-7. Groovy. Groovy. All right, man. Just roll that shit out anytime you want. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Always got to make sure. So tomorrow I have an audition... I have two auditions, and then I have a gig a week from tomorrow. I got another gig a week from tomorrow. We just did a table read. When's the record? On my birthday. Our next not till my birthday? What? I don't get that at all. Podcast One promo. Last night I held Aladdin's lamp. Man, I don't know.
We do. I have a, generally, I do a dip. I do clam dips, and I do three different kinds of sausages.
And this is all for the Little League World Series.
Yeah, because my team, when I played Little League, the Knoxville Tan. I played for Knoxville Tan.
What is Knoxville Tan?
It was a tanning parlor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they Knoxville Tan had three locations, and I was the pitcher. And we went to the Tennessee co-regionals. I don't know. I never did understand where I was or what I was doing. They just told us to get on a bus. But ever since, that was a glorious time for me, so I always remember it.
So you watched the Little League World Series.
Exactly. Now, my wife that day, now I've sent out invites to all my friends, and I said we'll have, soft drinks.
Now, do you drink, Steve? I can never...
I shouldn't. I've had some issues with alcohol. I got involved with a dancer from one of this nightclub down here on Foothill, the Corona.
Yeah.
I paid for it. So I got lap dances, and I went back that night, and I was due change. I said, I want to give you $20 for the lap dance. And she said, sure, and I gave her a 50, and she kept that, and she never did give me change.
I don't know about the protocol there.
Well, that's Steve Bozell. You know, I asked for change. So she said she'd tell my wife.
What the fuck are you watching, Henry? I got get something on this TV, Jack. I got the Kenneth Copeland show. Nothing against it, you know, but I got to have something. Give me some sports. Give me love. I did sports. Good Lord, man. Don't bring me down. Got to be some goddamn baseball on tonight, isn't there? It's 6:15. There's some West Coast games. Don't tell me there ain't. Don't even go there with me, man. There's West Coast fucking games. Here we go. Well, this ain't Marlins and Nationals. Forget it. Pirates, Tigers, forget it. I guess I missed them all. I can't believe. Ain't one fucking game on? A's and Angels. Diamondbacks, Giants. Shit. Diamondbacks and Giants will probably be the one to go. One to go to. And we're in San Francisco. Oh, don't tell me to. Don't. Yeah, there it is. Sometimes they black shit out. I don't know, man. One of the Yankee games was blacked out. I was like, what? The Dodgers are blacked out because Time Warner Cable is such a piece of shit company. The Angels black out the home games, I think. Oh, look at this. The Giant game's over. Is this Bruce Bochy? This guy went to Arcadia. Is this manager's name? For the Giants, he went to Arcadia High School. He went to the same. He graduated the same high school I graduated from. Let me see. That was Steve. Was right here. He graduated from the same school. No, wait. Yeah, he's Pasadena, California. I was born in Pasadena too. No, that's not. No, that's not him. What am I saying? He's 66, so he's just 2 years older than me. Born in Pasadena and went to Arcadia High. Yeah, graduated from Arcadia High. And he played his college ball at Santa Clara. Yep, that's about right. Made his major league debut with the Angels in 74. His last major league appearance in 86 with the Oakland Athletics. Who's the manager of the goddamn San Francisco goddamn Giants then, huh? 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 Did he just go into the Hall of Fame or something? Why does that name recently? Hey, by the way, I don't want to quibble, but in the Arcadia, California entry in Wikipedia, you do have me listed as one of the, well, notable residents. However, in the Arcadia High School entry, what's the story? I'm not in there. So let's get going. I'm kidding. The only reason I'm mentioning it, though, is that Michael Anthony, the bass player for Van Halen, he ain't in there neither. And he ought to be. San Francisco Gents. Manager, Biff Barlow. Okay. No. Bruce Bocci. Not Bruce Bach. Different guy, huh? Beautiful. Born in 55. Bruce Bocci is 3 years younger than me, 5 years younger than Bruce Bachty. Yeah? He was born, guess where? Fucking France. He was. His only former part of serve as a team's manager, non-interim. He has participated in all five of the thing and thing. He reached the World Series the second time. Early life. He's one of just 8 major leaguers to be born in France, where his father, Sergeant Major Gus Bocci, was stationed in the U.S. Army at the time. Growing up, Bocci moved, the family moved, oh, okay, to the Panama. Oh, okay, he's good, he's American. I'm fucking around, but yeah. It'd make weird if just some kid from France all of a sudden, it'd be like almost like some kid from Denmark becoming a kicker in the NFL, huh? All right. Okay. Stupid. I got involved with the. I think saying the president eats too much may have a stroke and a blown colon is making a threat. Roy Hutchins. What did Roy Hutchins sound like? We had him on the air.
No, it's the only thing that I said to him. It was the only. No, it's the only thing that I said to him. No, it's the only thing that I said. Well, no, I said I said he should. No, I didn't. I said that he should.
I've never really just used my voice.
Yeah. Well, I told him not to.
No, you didn't, Roy. You said...
I told you not to. I said, no, Roy, you didn't. You said...
I think Roy Hutchins should just have my voice. That's what I think. That's what I think. Huh? Don't you think that way, too? Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? I don't know. I've been enjoying baseball, man. I just have. Channel 19. The baseball. Oh. Oh, goodness. Wait a minute. I only see this thing. I want to look at myself. Let's see. Now, here's me live, and here's me on delay on the satellite. See? See the difference? And here's me live, and here's me just staring at shit. Only that thing I'm going to do is... It's a good picture, though. Oh, fuck. I fucked my back up somehow. I don't know what I did, but I twisted. I thought maybe I had a fucking kidney problem or some shit. Thank God I ain't got that. My father used to get kidney stones. I didn't know anything about him, but he used to say, Christ, God damn it, they were painful. And then I've known in the intervening years people that have had them. And all I can tell you is, Christ on a crutch. All I can tell you, Christ on a crutch, man, I wouldn't want that shit for love or money. Well, who would? But, you know, I don't think I'd be able to survive it. I was just about to do something, and I completely forgot what it was. That's great. What the fuck are you? Oh, I know what I was going to do. Download. There we go. There we go. That's the one. Then the other thing that I want to do, and if you'll beg, I beg your forgiveness. I beg for forgiveness, not for permission. A lot of people are asking about the music that we play on the show, and I think you guys know it's surf music that I have found hither and thither from bands as yet unknown.
Hey, listen up.
I'm dogged about.
Yeah, that whole thing, look ass backwards.
In West Virginia, you gotta be putting me on.
I thought that the governor of West Virginia just flipped over to the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah, I predicted that one 2 weeks ago.
I predicted that in his news blog 2 weeks ago. The governor here flipped because the word is he got a manila envelope at his house a week ago Tuesday about 10:15 in the morning. Federal Express.
I knew about it because I was across the street.
He was hiding in a, right behind a tree across the street.
Yeah.
You were hiding behind a tree.
Yeah.
So you knew this
got that at Federal Express told me.
Okay. What the fuck song is that? I think that's it. All right. Gonna be a little late tonight. We always are. We always want to just dot the T's and cross the I's and do the thing and the thing and the thing. It was all done. All right. I don't know about you, but oh wait. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to fly this kite, huh? Oh, man. So what do we do? You know, Maria went down to, she had her reunion with Millie this weekend. Millie Vanilli. So Millie's back with her. We're going to have dinner tomorrow. We're going to get together tomorrow. And I spent the weekend with my cat. Actually, you know, I had a bunch of tequilas on Friday night after I got off the show, after I got done doing the chat, I should say. And then that was it for the weekend, man. I spent yesterday and today just chilling, reading, and kind of just doing little domestic things. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't even watch any sports. I watched, I didn't watch shit. I think I watched the news a lot. Although I don't remember doing, I know I was tweeting my ass off. God damn it. That's the other one to do. Okay, look, there's a guy with... This guy's got two pierced earrings. He's... I don't know. I had an ear pierced in the... I had my ear pierced during the 90s. In the 90s, yeah. I was with a girlfriend in Minneapolis. And she wanted me to get my goddamn ear pierced. So I went to a mall with her, and we got my ear pierced. And then, I don't know, I had it pierced. Now I got into well into my 40s and approaching my 50s. Wait a minute, you know, I started to look like a real fucking weird ass. So I stopped with that bullshit. I got a tattoo of my wife here, which I never should have done. And not that I don't, you know, love and respect her, but I, my ex-wife, I mean, but, you know, it's just, it's a dumb thing to do. I look stupid. I wish I'd never gotten it. Not because I don't care about her, but it's just, it's a defacement of the purity and the beauty that God created in me. All right, here we go. There you go. Okay? It's all good, man. It's all good. Oops. Oops. Whoops.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America.
Right. Oh, goody. Oh, goody. Here we go.